Baltimore County Executive Kevin Kamenetz is moving ahead with plans to air condition all county schools by 2019. But WIPR's John Lee reports the feud between Kamenetz and State Controller Peter Franchot over the lack of AC in some schools could boil over next week.
The controller is promising a political rumble at next week's State Board of Public Works meeting. Franchot wants the board to force Kamenetz to have all classrooms air-conditioned within months, not years, by putting in window units.
It's either going to be the easy way, which has been offered time and time again, or it's going to be done the hard way.
So, what's the hard way? Franchot pointed out that the board, which he sits on with the governor and treasurer, has wide-ranging powers and lots of options. And while he wouldn't say specifically what options are on the table, he did say this.
There's a considerable amount of school construction money up for approval, and the governor has made it as much more explicit and strong-minded than I am even on this subject, so I assume that there will be a response.
Kamenetz has accelerated the plan to get central air in all county schools. The goal had been by 2021, but his current proposed budget before the county council shaves 2 years off that by throwing an additional $120 million at the problem. Kamenetz says the faster fix Franchot wants of window units is doing it on the cheap in the short term and wasting money in the long run.
The remaining schools that don't have air conditioning are some of the oldest, and they simply don't have the wiring, the infrastructure to handle window units. So we would have to tear down the walls to put in new wiring to begin with.
Franchot says Kamenetz's refusal to use window units creates a serious health risk for students and teachers.
It's a particularly callous and cynical and political use of the county executive's power to stand in the doorway and say no.
I never know what to expect coming out of the controller, but I'm pretty confident that we are on the right path here.
Kamenetz's chief of staff, Don Moeller, says the administration has heard nothing from Franchot or the governor about what they may have in store next week. Moeller calls it political theater. I'm John Lee reporting for 88.1 WIPR.